Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics. Hottest music. And the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA. I'm your host Tahira in the Girlfriend Network. Welcome everyone. Happy Monday. Good to hear. This evening we have a good topic to talk about, this new revolution. Really excited. Again, welcome to the Girlfriend Network. I want to introduce Karishma Thomas, and we never host a show alone without girlfriends. So, Karishma, how are you? Welcome.
Oh, I thank you, Tahira. I'm doing wonderful. Excited about this Monday night and to be back on the Girlfriend Network. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good. I miss you. You know, I love when we get up and we talk girl talk and everything that's happening. We have a very good topic tonight. I'm really excited about it. Yes. So the topic for tonight, makeup free, is it a movement or a trend? Alicia Keys really started this, I believe, with the VMAs, not wearing any makeup. She said that, you know, she wanted to free herself from, you know, the makeup or anything that she may be covering up. What do you think about that, Karishma?
I think it's wonderful. You know, Alicia Keys has, you know, said that it's not just her make that she's going makeup free. She's not going to be covering up her thoughts, her words. She's just going to be completely natural and completely open about everything. And I think it's great. I think we've seen the fad kind of be there of, you know, especially through Instagram and Twitter, of like the hashtag no makeup selfies that a lot of celebrities have taken and have inspired other girls to take. Because, as you know, there's tons of selfies out there where, you know, you have full decked out makeup and the fake lashes and the hair extensions. And then, you know, a lot of celebs would get involved and do the, oh, no makeup selfie, but sometimes they weren't really genuine, the no makeup makeup look, if you know what I'm talking about. So, I think being genuinely true about not wearing makeup, especially in the industry where, you know, every single look is completely scrutinized. I mean, it's unattainable almost, the looks that they kind of give to just regular people in their lives. And I think Alicia Keys is doing a great job. I mean, I also think she's just flawless as well. She looks great, and I think she doesn't need it. And if she's happy doing what she's doing, and I think it's great. I mean, I personally love it. I think, you know, sometimes getting decked out constantly day in and day out is, you know, it's a pain. It's a lot of work. And when you come home, having to take everything off, I'm not saying that I don't love makeup. I do love to play around. I think it's fun to kind of get decked out, but I admire it. I think it's great to just embrace the natural look.
Absolutely. I just feel like it's such a movement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, wow, somebody gets it at this point. Excuse me. So right now, I know she's getting scrutinized from everyone saying that, oh, you know, what example are you setting? So what do you feel that, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think she's setting a bad example?
No, I think she's setting a great example, especially for the fact that she's, you know, she's releasing music right now. She's been doing shows. She's on The Voice. So it's not that she's doing the kind of no makeup look, but she doesn't really have to be anywhere or go anywhere. She's just not wearing makeup when she's, you know, going to the grocery store, just walking outside. She's really being active in the industry and not, you know, wearing makeup and being on camera, especially nowadays where everything is
without
HD
makeup.
You know, and it is just focusing on your face. that takes a lot of courage, because even if you kind of want to go for a natural look on camera, there's still a lot of work that goes into it, you know, whether it's just a thin layer of foundation or just some eyeliner or something to just not make your eyes look tired, just removing that one under eye circle. And Alicia Keys is also, she's not a, you know, plasticky looking woman at all. She's just naturally beautiful. So I think it's wonderful. I think it's important for people to know to embrace that natural look and just be comfortable in their own skin, because more than anything, it's just about not having to make yourself up to feel good about yourself, to embrace the way that you have been created by God, and just embracing the fact that, hey, this is how I'm, this is how I was born. I'm beautiful, and everyone has their flaws. You know, no one is perfect. And just embracing the fact that, hey, this is what I was given, and I'm working with it, not having to feel the need to kind of use makeup, not to just enhance your beauty, but to cover up who you really are.
Absolutely.
What do you, how do you feel about the natural look?
I think I love it. I think it's so many, the reason like she came about it is we put, because the beauty standard that we're making, and has, this has been going on for years, where you have to put makeup on, lashes, everything. I think it's so hard and difficult, the standard at this point in time that we set for young women, saying it's mm-hmm. not okay to look natural, saying that it's not okay to be your healthy skin self. I think it's worked into the process of, you know, the movement of going into natural skin. I think that, you know, you should go to the dermatologist, make sure, you know, your skin is an even tone. If we're going to set a platform for it, let's do it right. You want to have healthy skin. But I think about the little girls that look at me when I have the crown on, the makeup, the lashes. I always do this with my pageant sisters. I see a lot of the reality shows that do it from time to time, where they have a natural day, where we take out, you know, hair extensions, and you just have your, and I think it makes you more vulnerable, because I don't know, it's just more revealing, and I love it, because I just hate, I don't like makeup, but when you're in the industry, you're forced, because you're under so many lights, to. You have to have something. You just can't. It was like a taboo for not to have makeup if you're in the industry. So
no, definitely.
She's just definitely setting. She's changing standards all over, and I definitely commend her. And guys, call in. Let us know what you think. 347-539-5729. You know, leave a comment. I see more people on Facebook going natural with no makeup. And I think I was just like, wow, this is amazing. I think we should challenge to like, within the next few days, post, like, a natural picture, no makeup. I love, like,
definitely.
And I like facials and things like that. So I like getting a facial in the morning, and then I'll post a picture with just no makeup. So this is you. So that's what I feel.
Exactly.
I'm excited about the movement.
Definitely, and Tahira, you were talking about, you know, the pageant industry. There, you know, everyone is kind of always dressed to the tens, because that is how you're being judged, you know, for everything. You kind of have to be just perfect almost for pageant. So how is it, do you see a lot of sometimes girls with issues where they don't like to be seen without makeup, or they feel,
it's tricky. At times, because you'll see someone in the makeup, and then you're at, like, I had this ongoing joke, like, who is that person? Because I don't recognize them without the makeup.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah. It's like a totally different face.
It's like, I asked the person, are you a new girl in the pageant? And she's like, oh, I just don't have my makeup on. So when it changes who you are altogether, it's concerning. I'm just like, I'm a person with my, you know, I have eczema, so I can't wear a lot of makeup. So I always fought with makeup, because some foundations break me out, and it's really stressful for me. It's very, very stressful because of the sensitive skin, because I don't want to do a shoot or have, you know, go out, put makeup on, and then I have acne for the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be very strategic for me. So it is stressful, and I was happy when I was just like, oh, you know, oh, thank God someone really sees the light in Hollywood. So her, I believe Gabrielle Union is also on it. it's definitely, and we're setting the tone that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be considered not fashionable if you're in your natural state. But it is concerning where people are now wearing makeup to the point that you don't even recognize who they are anymore.
Definitely.
So.
And also in the industry, it seems that now at girls at younger and younger ages are doing elective surgeries. So whether it's something from a lip filler or a nose job, the fact that they're starting out with these elective surgeries so young, it's going much farther than just kind of putting on a lot of makeup or, you know, filling in your eyebrows differently. It's going to something to make it more permanent. And that's what we're seeing more in today's times where, you know, the minute someone is even 17 or if they get permission at 16, they're at the plastic surgeon's office trying to fix something or the other. When, especially at that age, it's such a crucial age because, you know, you're dealing with a lot. You're young. You are dealing with your insecurities. You're not sure of who you are as a person yet. So at that time, making such a drastic change to your face that is, you know, permanent or semi-permanent is crazy because it's going way beyond just applying, you know, a thick layer of foundation or, you know, lots of highlighting and contouring, getting more serious.
It is getting more serious and unbelievable. It's just so young, and not to love yourself at that age where you're still developing. You don't even really know who you are anymore. It's definitely time to consider a change because, like, a lot of these girls are pre-puberty. They're not even, you know what I'm saying? It's not mm-hmm. You're not even your adult self yet. You don't even know what you like about you yet, and it's yet you hate it. It's just like, oh, I don't like this. So I see more of a self-hate of who you really are. Mirror that's being like portrayed in the industry, the fashion industry, saying that, okay, you have to look a certain way. Well, what happens when the girls don't fit the cut or the men
mm-hmm.
that don't fit the cut? So what does that mean? So, you know, it's a hard pull to swallow what I believe this monster that we created, but we have to make a change. We have to.
Definitely, and I also think the great thing about the whole, you know, no makeup look is a lot of girls think like, oh, you know, there are so many, you know, tutorials of like the no makeup makeup look because, you know, a lot of people go into like, oh, well, you know, men like this, and so they feel that they have to look a certain way because that's what men like, and that's why I love Alicia Keys because it's not about what anybody else wants, it's about how she just doesn't want to cover up her face, her mind, her soul, nothing. You know, she just wants to be completely true. And I feel like sometimes, a lot of times, maybe these women, they don't even really want to, or even just anyone in general wants to get kind of, you know, decked up or dressed up. They want to be just natural, but maybe they just don't feel that they can do so because of the men in their life, because they have to look a certain way. Because I've heard a lot of stories of, you know, people telling me where it's like, oh, you know, I've been dating this guy for a month and he hasn't seen me yet without my hair in or without my makeup on. And I'm like,
that's
so
funny
be
that
surprised?
You mentioned that. Yeah. I have a girl that I know that mm-hmm. goes to sleep in her makeup, Karishma.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm like, before he gets up, she'll go and apply it on, like, early. It's a lot of work that comes in. So you're going to get up 2 hours before him every day of your life to put on this face because he's never seen you without your makeup.
That is insane. It just, and it's probably that he won't even care, you know, but it's just because she's worried about it.
She doesn't love how she looks without
mm-hmm.
the makeup. So she thinks she needs that. But we're going to go into our first song, Alicia Keys, In Common, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Thank you. It's sunrise and I'm still in your bed. Good night, you sleep means goodbye. Me replaying memories in my head. Look at you, look at you, look what you made me do. How do you figure my every move? Who are you, who are you? You look so familiar. I know you, baby, I know the truth. We got way too much in common. Somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. We used to talk till midnight. All those days that you stayed at my house, we were just passing the time. We were young and we ain't had no vows. Nah, 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 maybe later on I'll text you and maybe you'll reply. We both know we had no patience together day and night. Getting high on our supply, yeah, we ain't satisfied. I could love you all occasions. We got way too much in common.
Yeah.
Girlfriend Network. It's your host, Tahira Stephan and Karishma Thomas. Karishma, welcome back.
Wonderful. I love the topic today. I think we're really getting deep into the no makeup revolution that is going on.
Absolutely. I believe we have a caller online. So we're going to talk to Sandra and see what she thinks about it and what she says. Sandra, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Sandra.
Sandra?
Yes, speaking. Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. Now,
I can't hear you properly.
We can't. How about now?
It's fine.
Okay. So how do you feel about the movement?
Well, I would say that I'm not really a person who puts makeup on my face. But I just feel that nowadays, because I think because now we have Instagram, all the girls on Instagram, they put makeup on. And I just feel like I should maybe put some makeup. I don't have any, like, issue with myself. I think that I'm a pretty girl. But if I put more makeup on my face, I would be, like, more attractive.
Oh, so
because for instance, like, 2 weeks ago, I went to Boston. And I went to a party, but I was not expecting to go to a party. I just went with my cousin, and I didn't have any makeup on. And the other girl that had makeup, I just feel like that something was missing on my face.
Sandra, what about when you're in a relationship and you're with a man? Do you wait before he sees you with the no makeup look, or
no,
do you just
I love,
fully embrace
I love,
it?
No. My man has to see me with that makeup. Because, like, I don't know if you notice some girls on Instagram, they put, like, they have, like, when they have, like, their face with that makeup, they don't look pretty. They look like monster.
Mm-hmm.
Monster. And when they put, like, the makeup, they look very fabulous. I don't want, like, my boyfriend to see me with makeup, and I look fabulous. And when you wake up in the morning, you just see a monster. You just want to run away, you know? I don't want that. So I'm the type of person who likes to look natural and sometimes to look fabulous.
Definitely. Do you look at Alicia Keys as a good role model for, you know, everyone out there today, kind of embracing the no makeup look?
Yeah, but she should put a little bit of mascara. You know, like she's too plain. She's pretty, but I don't think she needs to go on this side, like, not putting makeup. Maybe it's, like, to feel more confident. I feel confident, and I think it's good that she put, like, she takes picture with that makeup. It's good, but she doesn't need to do that for a long term. She can just, if she wants to, like, once in a while, she can put, like, take some picture with that makeup, but she doesn't need, like, to have this type of figure as, like, the girl with that makeup. It's fine. We know you're pretty with that. You're fine with that makeup, and you're pretty with makeup, but you don't need, like, to go into this type of religion. Like, I'm a nappy girl, and I'm with that makeup. Like, it's fine.
For me as a celebrity,
she should put some makeup, a little bit of makeup, but not all the time.
So do you think it's unattractive to not have makeup on?
No. No, I think it's just, it's not on a, it depends who you are. Like, if you're a pretty girl, natural, you will always be a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm. You just feel like it's a more put-together look.
I think if for maybe ugly person, they think like with makeup, they would be more attractive. But if you're confident about yourself, like, for instance, I go to work without makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I get number from men. So it's not like, it's not a big deal. I think it's about like your confidence, how you feel about yourself. And maybe some men, they love a woman with all the time with makeup, but it depends who you're dating.
Like you said, Sandra, I think it is more about confidence. I was just reading a study that said that a lot of times when women wear makeup on a job interview or on a first date, they feel more confident, and then they are more likely to get the job or have a more successful first date just because it builds up that confidence in them. But if you are confident without makeup and you don't feel like you're missing anything and you are feeling 100% yourself, then you will have, you know, be successful and be completely fine wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is just about owning the way you look.
I don't know, because when you go to work, like, when you apply for a job, like for an interview, you should put at least a little bit of lipstick and mascara. Like, I'm not saying to put too much makeup, just like the one on
so
Instagram.
Not a full,
you know,
face, but just,
yeah,
some makeup.
Just a little bit. Like,
I think
like, because everything is about the first impression at the interview. So you need to, mm-hmm. and even like the first date, you need to put a little bit of makeup, I think. But like, not too much. It depends on who you are, but.
I think as long as you look put together.
What did you say?
Sometimes people do it with, I think it's more about looking well-groomed. A lot of times mm-hmm. the no-makeup look is associated with, you know, looking disheveled or just looking a mess. But I think if you're, you know, if you have very light or natural makeup or no makeup at all, but you look well-groomed and put together and you're able to own it with confidence, then of course. But I agree, when you should always look your best.
I think just like me, when I wake up in the morning, I just put some cream on my face, like cocoa butter. I don't look like a monster when I wake up in the morning.
No, I think I agree. But I do think some people need to put on makeup. It's people out. I think, like, everyone, because I don't think people understand the natural skin care.
Do you think, like, when you wake up, do you see yourself as attractive in the morning? I think that's.
Oh, I think I'm my prettiest in the morning with no makeup. That's why I feel like I'm my most beautiful in the morning with no makeup. But some people need help. They're not able, because I do a lot to get to that point. I do skincare. I'm really into it because I have eczema, so I have constantly skincare that I have to do.
I drink a lot of water as well.
Yeah, and a lot of water.
Care of yourself.
Yeah, so it's a lot. It's a regimen that you have to. I don't believe everyone can transition well. In this
movement.
I don't know.
I think a lot of people were having issues, especially with Alicia Keys when she came out in this movement. A lot of people were giving her a lot of clapback and a lot of hate because they were saying, oh, well, of course it's easy for Alicia Keys to be makeup free. She, you know, has the money or the, you know, kind of means to go and get her facials. And they were saying that, you know, they don't have that kind of opportunity to do so they can't be makeup free.
I think they're wrong because it's not about like money. When like,
mm-hmm.
if you notice, Alicia Keys' face is not like, even with the money of that money, she just have like a natural face. She has like pimples, she has freckles, she has like a dark spot,
freckles,
and dark, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, dark shade on the face. And she had bad acne before as well. So I don't think it's about money. It's about like, I've seen some girls with pretty face, and they're not rich, and they know how to take care of their skin. It is very important as a woman to take care of your skin, like to drink a lot of water and to drink and to eat healthy.
Absolutely.
But maybe I think about the bad comment is like, those girls, they are not like they are very insecure about themselves. That's what they're.
Well, that's what the movement is. Like, they cover up being that
putting on makeup, you're covering up who you really are, and it's different layers that you're covering up.
And that's why I said it's so, it makes you more vulnerable, and it makes you more, like, when I don't have, I love me not having makeup. I wish that even, like, you know, because I do TV, when I'm on TV, they tell me, oh, you have to put foundation on, you have to do that. Because of my skin and my eczema, it's like torture putting on makeup because I'm like, okay, is this going to break me out? Is this going to cause a reaction to me? So it's very stressful to me. But I get it. When you're under a lot of lights and things like that on TV, you know, we need to have on makeup. So I get that part. But I'm just, for the people that have to constantly wear makeup 24/7, like as a necessity, they can't live without it. They could never go natural. That's when my heart is, like, breaking.
It becomes an habit for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expensive. Makeup is expensive.
Yeah, a lot of it's just time-consuming as well because a lot of people have long days. They get up extra early in the morning to put on layers and, you know, how much ever makeup they need to. And a lot of times it goes hand-in-hand with then not being able to take care of your skin because you come back and you're tired. And a lot of people don't, you know, remove their makeup or they sleep with their makeup. And
I keep my makeup on.
When
I go to a party and I have my makeup, I sleep on my makeup on because then I have, like, I'm so lazy just to remove my makeup.
Right, and a lot of people deal with that on a daily basis. They just kind of come home and they don't want to take part in taking off their makeup because it's just too tiring and exhausting, but they have to get up and do the same regime all over again. So it happens. It goes back to taking care of your skin and just being comfortable with who you are.
Yeah. But, you know, that's, I feel as well about the makeup, the Alicia Keys movement.
Thank you so much for your comments
thank
today,
you, Sandra.
Have a good day. We're going to go into our next song, Rihanna Needed Me.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the love for a faded. I'm so faded love. What the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you for baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another on the hit list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh, you need me. For love or give a love. Now you had to come. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me.
legs going touchdown on your runway. I'm taking forever like Marvin, I'm Rambo and yo. Billy race like John Jack, I'm Camo and yo.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. This is your host, Karishma, and I am here with the lovely Tahira. We are hosting this wonderful show tonight about the no makeup movement. Tahira?
Yes, I'm here. This is awesome. Thank you, Sandra, for calling in and giving your, you know, your opinion on it. She was great, wasn't she?
She was. Sandra was absolutely wonderful. And I think it was, you know, she brought up a lot of great points about kind of, you know, the difference between just going completely no makeup and then kind of being put together for things. But the great thing about this movement is that it goes so much further, way, way beyond just makeup. It's just about really being true to who you are, because the whole thing when Alicia Keys kind of penned that essay, it was that she didn't want to cover up anything. And especially in this industry, we, especially women, are kind of created to, even if they're, you know, have this whole independent thing going on, there's still certain expectations from them. So of course they have to look a certain way and they have to behave a certain way. And if they're a wife or a mother, then they have to act. Also, they have a whole new set of rules and standards. Do you agree, T?
Absolutely. It covers, it's much more than makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many layers to this whole movement. Because if you think about it, like we talked about how expensive it is really expensive
to get makeup and to get the right makeup and things like that. So that can be stressful, like if you don't have the money, but yet you have to have the certain look. And then, you know, when you feel like, well, maybe, you know, it's unattractive not to have makeup on or, you know, things like that, it's a lot of stress.
It is definitely. And I also feel like as women in the industry, it's also, you know, Alicia Keys, she talks about not wanting to cover up her thoughts or her feelings or, you know, her words. And that's very true, because a lot of times in the industry, women are just kind of expected to live up to the certain role and be a certain way and not feel certain things or not get offended by certain things. And we see more and more every day that although we live in this kind of modern time of equality, there is still so much kind of prejudice towards women and a lot of, you know, these double standards that are there that it's very hard to live by. And when you're someone who's in the limelight, it makes it very difficult to just be completely pure to who you are, what you truly believe, which does kind of relay itself to your fans who are watching you and kind of looking at you as a role model and want to live the way you're living, because you're not even able to kind of express your true self to them. So they get kind of confused as well about what is should be expected in society.
Well, my little cousin that's about 13 years old just clicked on my no makeup post, saying I'm getting a lot of feedback on that. But for me, I'm just the message that we're sending to our young women and our little girls that are not happy with themselves. And like you said earlier in our conversation, that are opting so early before they're even, you know, finished development to surgery. How do you know what you don't like if it's not developed yet? You know, the way I looked at, you know, 12, 13, and the way I looked, you know, once I was like 18 was totally different. Well, not totally different, but it's a maturity. And they give up so early, I feel like, and we're selling self-hate opposed to self-love.
Definitely. And I think there's a lot of, it's very hard in this day and age of social media. And nowadays, you know, people who are, you know, 11, 12, as early as that age, have Instagrams and have Twitters. So you're exposing yourself to this whole new virtual world of people just being able to comment who you may not even know, who may be on the other side of the world, just kind of being able to say anything. And those comments can get to you, because as an adult, they can get to us. And even celebrities have so many times come out and said that sometimes they can't help but read the comments, and it does hurt them, because, you know, no one wants to hear anything rude and hurtful or even hateful towards them, of course. And being so young and exposing yourself to that through social media now, it's very difficult. Like, there was a lot of hate, like I said earlier, with the whole Alicia Keys thing, where people were like, oh, you know, well, some of you girls out there need concealer, because there's a lot of judgmental people who are, you know, we live in a very superficial world, unfortunately. So it's a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, Alicia Keys can do it, but, you know, you girls can't because, you know, you're unattractive. And people are putting that kind of negativity out there. So they're not letting – so it's almost like even if some girls want to do it, they're not able to do it with that full confidence because they're afraid of the feedback they might get, whether it's negative, you know, even though it may be, they may be overcome with positivity, but just that one or two negative comments can really hurt someone.
Yeah, it can definitely hurt somebody, and it's just stuck on how deep it is. How it hurts, like when you don't even know yet what the outcome is. When I'm saying outcome, you're opting for surgery like as early as what, 13, 14?
Yeah.
13, I think even earlier than that age. But do you feel that Hollywood, like people in Hollywood, that's a given? It's just like if you're not cool if you don't?
I mean, I definitely think so, that people are exposed. I mean, if you think about it, especially when you are in Hollywood, even as a young girl or a teenager, you're forced to grow up in the industry very fast. I mean, a great example is someone like Kylie Jenner, who we forget that she's still a teenager. you know, but because she's grown up so fast in just such a short amount of time,
yeah,
you're like, oh, right, you're not, you know, in your 20s, you're still just a young girl who's also gone through a lot, who's drastically changed her look, you know, and
drastically
sometimes...
changed the look, yeah, that's the perfect example.
Mm-hmm. So it's just thinking that, like, they've had to grow up a whole different way than their older siblings have because they've had kind of more time to deal with the stardom. And this is, people are constantly just about you, you know, with the paparazzi and every single photograph, like, you just have one bad angle, but it's all over the news and people are commenting. It's very difficult in the industry to just not be completely perfect. It's, people really just want you to be perfect all the time, 24/7. Of course, that's not realistic, but it's almost like that's what everyone expects. Like, oh, well, you're a celebrity, you should be like this all the time. And if you're not, you're going to get a lot of backlash for it, which is terrible.
You do get criticized. Like, if I walk in just an event with no makeup, I would get heavily criticized. What's wrong with you? Like, they would be yelling, and you have no makeup. You have to, because they said come photo ready. So being photo ready is like makeup everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a system that we actually created, and now we have to go back to self-love. We have to go back to loving who we are. If we want to enhance it at that point, that's fine, but we have to get back to falling in love with who we are. I love being without makeup because I love finding things to, you know, help my skin to be, because I like healthy skin now and I'm into that. I like, you know, the facial creams. So for the movement, you definitely, I don't want to set the expectation that we're not going to have to, you know, research it. It's so important for you to research and to see, you know, works for your skin because, you know, maybe you don't look so good without makeup.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that, but I'm just like, maybe there's people that really have, that needs help with makeup due to, like,
definitely,
a medical situation.
I think it's a process. I mean, personally, I'm someone that's gone through my ups and downs with my skin as well. You know, I've had my breakouts and I've had my hyperpigmentation, but I love skincare for face and body. You know, like, I love doing the full exfoliation and just kind of getting that, like, nice, smooth skin. And it's also just about being healthy. It all comes down to it. If you're, you know, I notice it when I am having those bad weeks where I'm just eating terribly. I can see it in my hair, in my skin, like everything looks dull and lifeless. And honestly, at that point, even if you put on makeup, if you don't have, like, a good base, nothing is going to really look, kind of give you that natural glow. And nothing, no makeup can fake the natural glow that comes from within. Because when you have that, everything else is just enhancing your beauty. You know, and what I also love is that Alicia Keys also tweeted that just because I'm going makeup free doesn't mean I'm anti-makeup, which is wonderful, because it doesn't mean that if you're going makeup free, it's like, oh, I hate makeup and I don't want to have anything to do with it. And I think anyone who uses makeup is terrible. Nothing like that, because I think makeup is an art. I love being able to experiment with so many different looks, and it's just amazing. Things that makeup artists can do are phenomenal. And it's just something fun. Like, sometimes, you know, you just want to put on makeup and have some fun with it. And sometimes you just, like today,
exactly.
I was all natural. I was just having a good day. And I was like, oh, I'm just, you know, taking care of my skin. Like I said, I gave myself a little mini facial today and just had like a day of pampering. And during those days, you just don't feel like putting makeup on.
Yes, I think we definitely should set a stage that being natural is beautiful. It's what she said. Sandra made a good point. It's how you wake up in the morning. And I think I'm my most beautiful when I wake up in the morning and have healthy skin. And I believe some of the girls from Top Line Divas, we talked about this too. It's so important and so to have healthy skin and skincare, to really care for yourself. So when you're at your prettiest, without makeup, that's the best thing that I believe. That's more beautiful than anything else.
Definitely, definitely. I completely agree. I think it's just, and it's also when you feel comfortable without makeup, it just continues to build your confidence, and you just kind of begin to love the skin you're in. And definitely that comes with time. And for some people, it, you know, some people naturally have just always loved themselves, and some people it takes time and it takes some effort to get into there. But I think when you start taking care of yourself, you're already showing and you're already kind of telling to the world that, hey, I do love myself because, look, I'm taking care of my health. I'm taking care of what, how I treat myself. Yeah, you're putting in that effort, and that is showing love to yourself.
And then if you can't accept who you are without makeup, how do you expect someone else to accept who you are?
Definitely.
You know, if you don't, if you, like my one friend, when she told me, she's like, oh, my goodness, you know, I've never – he's never seen me without makeup. And I'm just like, wow. So what happens if, I mean, do you really feel he's going to fall out of love? Then that means he's more in love with the makeup than you.
Definitely. And stuff like that, I really, you know, it's very sad because you just, you, in any time, whether it's, you know, to do with makeup or we've all, I think we've definitely talked about this on the show before, that you have to love yourself before you can be with anybody else and expect them to kind of love you in the same way. It all starts with you as an individual first. And from there, you know, then you can do anything you want after that. And I'm pretty sure, I think we've definitely had a topic like that before where we talked about self-love and how it can definitely impact relationships. Romantically, and even the way you kind of view friends, right? I'm pretty sure. Didn't we have a show like that, T?
Yeah, we definitely actually talked about this, how, like, on Saturday, for example, I was running out to a studio vocal coaching. I feel like my friends always think I'm glammed up, but I work a lot. And when you're working a lot, so I'm always in gowns and stuff like that. So I just had on, like, sweats, hair, natural hair pulled back and a ponytail, was in the studio, had sneakers on. I was running out for like a quick minute. My friend calls me. She's like, let's go out. I haven't seen you. You've been busy. So when I saw her, she's like, oh, my God, this is the first, not that you don't have any makeup and you're not glammed up. She's like, this is the first time that I'm seeing you in sneakers. So I was really happy with that. So we definitely, it's definitely many layers to this movement because you have to be able to be confident in your own skin. So if you don't love you and you feel like I'm packing on makeup, I think it's more of a self thing. Like if you feel that you need this in order to survive or you can't have it, you know, you definitely were setting the wrong standard. We have to start and from scratch and start all over because we have little girls that are looking up to us and saying that I have to look like this. And if I don't fit the mold to look like this, then, you know, there's the high rate in suicide and there's the surgery. And, you know, that's what we're seeing now. And that's what we're trying to come away from, things like that.
Definitely. I completely agree. I think it's, you know, it really just goes down to loving you, building that confidence in yourself, and just once you're comfortable in your own skin, I feel like everyone is unstoppable because at that point, it's nothing fazes you, you know, and it's wonderful. And of course, we all have those days of insecurities, but that's normal. But it's as long as the core, you're happy with yourself, that's what matters.
And as long as, like, I think if you work on healthy skin with yourself, you will start to feel better because it's a part of that process where you're making yourself better, you're looking better, you're eating better. Because it does go back to, like she said, she drinks a lot of water, what you're putting into your body. You're probably going to start to work out more. I think people like me better without makeup. I think I look younger without makeup.
Definitely. Makeup makes you look older. Makeup can will make you look older. And I think it's just that natural glow that you have. It's that you have when you have just that healthy skin and that, like, you're, you know, everything just looks better, I feel like, when you're just being healthy and treating yourself right. I mean, we've all seen it. It's like, who looks good when they're hungover? You know, it's always a rough day the next day and you just look completely beat. It's just like that. If you're kind of having that feeling over and over again and you're treating your body badly, everything is going to look just crazy. But if you're being good to yourself and really taking care of yourself, you just are living the healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. Especially when, like you said, when you're taking care of yourself, it kind of shows inward out. And then I think that makes you more confident. Even people with, like, now that we have, I'm so excited, like, we have more products and stuff for natural hair now. So, like, you could actually do different things with your natural hair. So I think that's beautiful, and that's a part of the movement as well. You're just getting back to who you really are. If occasionally you want to, you know, put in, like, an extent, and I think we talked about that, that's fine. Just when it starts to be, like, to filter who you really are, then that's when it's really dominating you, and that's where we drop the ball. So that's how I feel. I feel that it's much deeper, and we do have to have, like, time in sneakers and time, you know, with, you know, just natural skin, no makeup days. And, of course, you know, especially if you have industry friends, of course, you're going to have bags and things like that. But that's what it's all about.
Definitely. I think in the being in the industry, it can be much tougher, which is why, you know, a lot of these stars have to spend a lot of time and effort on themselves, which is why they do look good. And sometimes, unfortunately, people take it too far, like they take it too far with the plastic surgery, and they end up kind of ruining their beautiful selves
before.
Because you see so many where they're like, oh, but you used to be so pretty. Like, what happened? Now your face doesn't move. So it's also about kind of knowing the limits and just knowing how to take care of yourself in a good, healthy way that's good for you. And it's ultimately what makes you happy. And like you said to her earlier, like, if somebody is not happy and they want to change something, and, you know, they want to do, like, an elective surgery or anything like that, that's fine. As long as it's kind of they've come to accept it how they are, because everyone's choices are their choices. But it's just as long as at the end you're doing what makes you happy and what makes you feel good about yourself.
Absolutely. So next week we're going to discuss dressing slutty. Is it okay for Halloween? How far can we, you know, we really take it? So that's going to be our next topic, which is a good topic as well, because sometimes we go, like, all the way for Halloween, and, like, well, is this Halloween for you or for something else? So
I don't remember when Halloween – I feel like I don't even know what not slutty Halloween is anymore, honestly, because Halloween it's been so long. I feel like I was a kid when it stopped being like that. So I'm excited to dive into that topic next week. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. So we're closing. We're coming to a close. We always have a good time every time we get together. So we're going to end with Nick Jonas right here on the Girlfriend Network. So until next week, Karishma, we'll have our girl talk right here on the Girlfriend Network. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn, I'm so perplexed. With just one breath, I'm locked in. Oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn, I'm so perplexed. On that, it's almost shocking. I know, you're scared. Your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. Yeah. They won't, they won't, they won't be careful. But I guess that you don't know me. If I want you, and I want you, babe, you're going backwards, won't ask for space. The space was just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get too close. Ooh, ooh, oh, so close. Ooh. Somehow my words roll off my tongue right onto your lips. Oh, I'm keeping cool while you keep smiling, saying, oh.
babe. Ain't going backwards. Don't ask for space. Cause space is just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get too close. Ain't coming backwards, won't ask for space. Cause space was just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get to.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.